is going down tonight? And who is taking home that $1 million check? Will it be the hip-hop group from the Philippines or the athletic choreographers from India? Or will it be the Canadian dancer or the sister duo? And also, Unity LA comes back as the wild card. Stay tuned, guys. This is the World of Dance After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everybody. And you are here with me. I am your host, AJ. And unfortunately, I'm here by myself. And we are going to get it popping tonight, guys. We are missing Kristen, Teague, and Princess, but we have a lot to talk about. And we are going to get into it. First of all, let's get into the intro. Everybody, wow is all I have to say. The intro was so electrifying. All the finalists really brought out their energy to the stage. And I was just really in shock. It was that good. And I can also just predict that this was definitely going to be a good finale. And it was going to be a hard decision because everybody really brought their A game. Okay. So, let's just go ahead and get into it. So, let's just talk about the intro first. V Peeps. Wow. Their energy is amazing. Their moves are always very sharp and they always hit every move when they are dancing. Everything is on point, guys. And then also in the intro, you had Brian Nolay come out, and as always, she's just stunning. Simply stunning. And I love her kicks and her turns. She always dances so graceful. Okay. And then also we had Ava and Ellie during their intro. It was always so synchronized and their technique is off the chain. I just love watching them dance. They are just such a great sister duo. And of course, the wild card, everybody. They brought back Unity LA. Now, I will say I don't disagree with them bringing back Unity LA. That was definitely a good choice. They had a lot to bring and they still had a lot to show and prove to the audience and to the judges. So I'm actually excited and happy that they chose them to bring them back. I was a little disappointed I didn't see more Poppin' John and Dancetown Divas, but nonetheless, Unity LA was a great wild card choice. Okay, so of course they're great, so it only makes sense just to bring them back. Okay, also, we're still talking about the intro, the Kings. First of all, my money was on the Kings. I just knew that they were going to take this home. I knew it from the intro. I knew it from last week. My money was on the Kings, so they did not disappoint. When they came out during that intro, you guys, they definitely owned that stage. It was amazing. They really took over. They always come through with their tricks, their stunts, and I just love their creativity. So yeah, the Kings, they are just simply one of a kind. Okay, it was just powerful. Yes, I would say that my overall word for that performance, the intro, was definitely powerful. It was a great opening for the show, and I agree with the judges. It was like watching an intro for the Olympics. It was that magnifying. So, yeah, it was definitely a preview for what was to come on the rest of tonight's episode. So that was good. Now, after the intro, we get into the judges showing off their dancing skills. So first we have Derek, and he performed with Michael Demeski, who was also, he was the runner-up for season 2. And also Charity Andreas. And they were the first ever group to get a perfect score. They got 100s all across the board. So without being said, of course, they're simply amazing. So yeah. And also, now, don't forget to mention that they participated in the World of Dance Tour. So as you all can see, I didn't expect nothing less from them. They had strong body control in their routine. And did you guys see Derek? He just came out so fierce. His intro, it was amazing. He just came out on the floor. He really brought his A game too. And the way that they lifted and swung Charity in the air during that performance, I was like, wow. It was so good. And their turns were off the chain, guys. Andreas, when he landed in that half split, and then after his turn, that was amazing. That was amazing body control. Okay. And then we move on to Neo. And, you know, Neo, he did a little singing performance and let the contestants utilize and showcase their dance skills, which was nice. So it was, you kind of got a singing performance as well as a dancing performance, with Neo taking more so of the back approach, is just letting everybody else shine because he had injured his ankle, I believe. So yeah, it was just wonderful that he let the choreographers grow in their craft and just practice. So what he did, he danced with Sean and Casey from season 2 and Ian Eastwood from season 1. And actually, he was a part of the Young Lions, and they also beat the Jabberwockies. So that was not easy. So needless to say, those were some amazing people that Neo had performing with him. Thoughts about that performance. It was a nice performance. I loved how he took a step back and let the dancers shine. I loved the moving floor, the little treadmill floor and dancing. That was a nice little prop. It was a bit hard to watch though, because I feel like they wanted to showcase Neo singing as well as them dancing. So it's kind of like they kept cutting the screen. I would like to see more of the dancing. But, you know, Neo is a singer, so of course he wanted to show his craft as well. So, you know, I'm not hating. So that was good. Now, the Lab, who also is from season 2, they did the J-Lo tribute. That was so amazing. The energy was off the chain. I think that was my word for their performance. It was energy. They came out and they took over that stage, okay? From the tricks to the stunts to their facial expressions to their formation. And also, I love their outfits. So the Lab, definitely a way to bring it back. And it was wonderful, okay, guys? So moving on now into the finalist, who had to fight for their spot and take home that $1 million. We're going to start with Briar Nolay, which, as we all know, I love Briar. Okay, she is so amazing. And when she came out, I just knew that she was about to blow my mind. It was no ifs, ands, buts about it. You know, as soon as she started climbing, I said, oh my gosh, she's about to do something really amazing. I can't wait to see what it is, because she always surprises me when she dances. I just never know what to expect. It's just always amazing watching her perform. And she definitely puts a lot of emotion in her performance. And you can see it in her face when she's dancing. Okay. The way she slid into that split when she was at the top, it was like her on the balance beam, but all the way up in the sky. And you know what? When she was up there, I was trying to figure out how was she going to get down. I really thought that she was going to jump all the way down, you know, because I wouldn't put it past her. She could do that. She did it in her previous performances. So I'm just like, if she jumps down from all the way up there, she's going to win. But, you know, she didn't jump all the way down. She kind of transitioned down slowly, which was still wonderful. So, yeah, that was definitely creative. And I just want to say, I just love how she ended up in the redemption round. And now look at her now at the finals. She won her division. So that just lets you know, work hard for what you want, guys. Never feel defeated. You can always redeem yourself. So I love how she made a comeback and she ended up in the finales when she was almost about to get eliminated. So that's just simply amazing, okay? Coming down to her performance, Neo gave her a 92. J-Lo gave her a 92, and Derek gave her a 94, which brought her to a 92.7. Okay. Now, moving on to V Peeps. First of all, V Peeps, they are such a clean team from the Philippines. That rhymes, I know. But they really are clean. They dance with so much precision. It is like everything is precise. And I love their intro, when the layout on the floor, and they came out so strong. So that was like, I expect that from them, because they always give me 10 when they dance. And they are just so well synchronized. And, you know, I agree with Derek. they do have a lot of steps in their routine. It's like a 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. But, you know, they hit every single movement, every single one. And they are always on point. It's like no one is ever off beat. Okay. And, you know, I think I said it, but if I didn't, I love their outfits and the colors of the set. Everything was together. It was great use of the props. Everything was on point. And also, kudos to V Peeps for going against the adults. You know, they had a question and they asked the judges, do you think that we can win? And what the judges said to them was absolutely on point. It's, do you think you can win? Because I do feel like, you know, it all starts within yourself. If you feel like you can do something, you can do it no matter your age, no matter what, you know, you see the competition doing. It's all about what you believe in yourself. So I really loved how they told them that. That's definitely a message, even for adults. Believe in yourself, okay? Neo gave them a 94. J-Lo gave them a 91. And Derek gave them a 96, which brought it down. Their total score is a 93.7, okay? So, as you all can see, they got higher than Briar Nolay, which I don't disagree with. I feel like they deserve that score. I feel like, you know, Briar, she was good. I do feel like just watching everyone else that it was someone that brought a little bit more energy and their dances were a little bit more creative and on point. But nonetheless, everybody really brought their A game. Moving on to Unity LA, everybody, that was the wild card. As I said before, you know, I don't disagree with them bringing Unity LA back. They have a lot of talent. And I do feel like they was eliminated early in the game. So I'm definitely happy to see them. Definitely well-deserved. Well-deserved. I wanted to see more of their routine. So I'm happy about that. Now, as far as their performance, everyone, all I gotta say is wow. Yes, wow. The still shot of their intro, it was simply breathtaking. Their extensions, their flexibility, everything was simply amazing. I felt every single move in their performance, okay? And the song choice, made the routine even more emotional. They danced to Maxwell Pretty Wings. So off top right there, I was already expecting something very just graceful and just emotional to bring out those tears. I feel like I wanted to cry when they was performing. Like, seriously. It was so much going on in their performance, but that is not a bad thing. It was so much going on, but yet every single member showcased their talents. I love how you had people over here doing something, then you had people over to the right doing something, then you had the people in the back doing something. It was like everybody was doing something, so it wasn't too busy that I couldn't keep up. It was an enjoyable performance. Their flips, the 540s, it was a very artistic performance. Simply beautiful is my word for Unity LA. Okay, going down to their scores, Neo gave them a 95, J-Lo gave a 94, Derek gave a 98, which brought their score to a 95.7. Okay, so yeah, now they got higher than V Peeps, which, you know, I don't disagree with. I feel like the scores, they were on point. They were on point. And I'll talk about them more when we get towards the end, but we'll keep moving along. Next, we have Ellie and Ava. Now, first of all, I love the sister duo. They are so talented, and you can definitely see their chemistry, and I feel like they have grown as a sisterhood. Like, they've grown and built their bond, and just this was definitely like a unforgettable experience for both of them. And yeah, it was just graceful. It was a beautiful performance. It was very in sync. Okay, it was such an amazing duet. I love watching them. It was magical. I think that's my word for their performance. It was very magical. Their performance is always enchanting. I feel like it's elegant and just classy. And their costumes. And then the stage, the way that they set their stage up and the lights, that just added to the magical feeling. I just love them. It's like watching a Cinderella movie and watching them dance. It was that good. Okay. So did I say the scores already? I can't remember. But Neo's 94, J-Lo 95, and Derek 96, which brought them to a 95. Okay. So, as you all can see, Unity LA is still in the top spot. So Ellie and Ava, they were knocked out. So once again, I don't disagree. I feel like Unity LA was still holding their way down in the scores. Okay, guys. So I'm going to just hop in the live chat real quick and see what you guys are talking about. Jassy Jones, she says that Ellie and Ava was so good. I love their movements. They really came a long way. And I definitely agree with you. Like I said, I feel like they bonded even more. And their chemistry, well, they're sisters, but I feel like they grew together as a duo. So that's definitely good. Let's see. Jassy Jones, she said that the scores were good, but Unity LA score was a little high just because last week was so much better. Really? So my question is, and tell me in a live chat. So do you think that Unity LA should have gotten higher than the other contestants? Because, you know, I don't disagree. I feel like Unity LA deserved their score. And I think that they should have beat out the VPs and Briar and Ellie and Ava. So, you know, let me know in this chat, guys. I'm reading it. Okay. Chels M90, you said Ellie and Ava are contempt. She is just more dramatic and she still points her toes. Yes, I love how they point their toes. That's always key in dancing, to point your toes. We are always watching for that. Judges are watching for that. It is very important. It makes all of the difference. Okay, guys. So yeah, thanks for hopping in the live chat. I am checking the comments. And I am doing a lot of multitasking right here. So, yes, keep talking to me, guys. I'm looking at it and I am reading it, okay? Yes. So, now, guys, moving right along to the Kings. Now, I will say this. Before the competition even started, just based off the intro and the intro alone, I'm not talking about anything else. Based off the intro, I said the Kings were going to take it home. I predicted it. And even after watching all of the groups perform, I still felt like the Kings were going to take it home. So I guess I was right. They were so good. The Kings, first of all, they always come out so strong, okay? Their performance, it was so theatrical. It was such a theatrical performance. It was really like watching The Lion King live. Like, I felt like I was at a theater watching Lion King with all these tricks and the stunts. Everything, it was just really out of this world. It was like watching a cinematic performance. You know what? I can't even talk about it because I'm still, after they got done performing, I think I was just in such awe. My mouth was still open. My eyes were wide open. I'm like, oh my gosh. I kind of wanted to see that performance in person. Like, if I could see that live, I think I would have been blown away, because I was blown away just by watching it on the TV. It was that good, guys. That good. Yes, let me know in the live chat what you think about the Kings, because I know I'm not the only one, okay? Yeah, so the slow motion, I know you guys seen that slow motion. That was probably the best part. It was really like watching a movie, and I think that's the best thing about their performance. It was like watching a story being told, and I could follow the story, and I knew exactly what they were trying to, what message they were trying to send. It was very easy to follow along, and yeah, it was like dancing, acting. Oh my gosh, it was just so mind blowing. It's, oh my God, I think I want to go home and watch it again. I probably am going to go home and watch it again. That was a really good performance. I would really pay money to see them perform that live. That was really good. Their style of dance, it is so unique, okay? And like I said, it was about more than performing. I feel like they really told a story, okay? So let me hop in the live chat. Mayek Eka, she said, the kings are real kings. They always blow your mind. That is so true. I predicted it. I knew they were going to blow my mind. Jassy says, the kings always surprised me with those tricks, and it was like watching the action part of a movie. Girl, I agree with you. I told you, I want to go watch it again. It was really like watching a live performance. I felt like I was watching a theatrical dancing slash acting slash live. I don't even know. It was like one of a kind, guys. And then the slow motion, they put the sword, and it looked like he had struck him in his stomach. But you guys, oh my gosh, that performance. I think we all can agree that we thought the kings were going to take that home. You know, if you were watching it and you didn't think the kings were going to take it home, I'm interested to know, who did you think was going to take it home? So let me know in the live chat or comment below. Like, I want to know, because I just didn't have no other option of who was going to take the million dollar check home. It was going to go to the kings, guys. Okay. Oh, Chelle, she said, Chams 90 said that they were waiting for their perfect scores. Oh, so they just knew they were going to get perfect scores. I think we all knew. I'm like, I know they're going to get 100s straight across. Everybody in the chat, you are saying that they deserve the perfect scores because they worked hard. They really did work hard. I agree. And I feel like on this finale, I feel like all of the groups, I feel like everybody really put their heart out there on that stage. Nobody came slacking. Everybody really brought their A game. And you can really tell that it was something moving. Their dances, they had a passion about it. It was a deeper passion about why they wanted to win the money. And I really liked that they thought about their family. I think that was the driving force behind them dancing was, you know, I really want to make my parents proud, or make my grandparents proud, or make my country proud. So yeah, you should always have a reason about why you're doing something. It should be bigger than money or the fame. So I really like that they were passionate deep down inside about why they wanted to win this $1 million. And, you know, I feel like the kings deserved it, honestly. I do. They come from India, and they are simply amazing. And you know what? When they were talking to the judges, and they didn't have a lot of their dance routine ready to show them, and the judges thought they were unprepared, I really think that was a trick on the judges, because I don't think they wanted to show the cameras and the people what they were going to bring to the finale, because it just didn't seem right that the kings were unprepared. You know, they're always prepared. So the fact that they tricked them and made people think like, oh, they don't have it together. Yeah, that was just mind games. They came, they won, and yeah, they took home that $1 million, okay? So yes, needless to say, they got a perfect score, guys. They got a 100 from Neo, a 100 from J-Lo, a 100 from Derek, and a 100 overall. And they were also the second group to get all 100s. Because as you heard in the beginning of the show, Charity, Andreas, they were the only group so far to get a perfect score. And they were from season 2, I believe. So the kings, yes, I am so happy for them. I mean, honestly, just going back and watching all of the performances, the kings really deserved it. They deserved it. Let me see what you guys are talking about in this live chat. So everyone is definitely saying that everyone brought their A game and everybody wanted to win. I definitely agree. Everybody wanted to win. You could definitely see it. So, yeah, I really cannot wait until next season. This was a great season, guys, and I'm so sad to see it end. It was just such an honor and pleasure to watch all these amazing dance groups and to have, guests come in on the after show. We had Darian and Madison come in, and just to see them in person, to see their hunger for their passion, that is always amazing, guys. Yes, it's been such a great show. And just to watch all this talent and even the young kids, like you had these juniors going against adults, that without saying anything, that right there is phenomenal. Okay. And you have these talented choreographers that aren't even 18 yet. You have 15 and 16 year olds choreographing routines at like a high level and going on tours. Like, this is amazing. And I was excited just to even be on an after show for this show. So, yes, I'm just happy that the Kings won, and I cannot wait to see where they go in life and, you know, how far they go. I can definitely see so much in store for the Kings. They are so talented. And like I said, once they keep dancing and keeping their theatrics and their performance and the tricks and the stunts, definitely going to go far in this industry. So, that is all, guys, today. I just want to thank you for tuning in and for watching and for staying with us the whole entire season. It has literally been a pleasure. And we will catch you back here next season, guys. I am AJ, and you can follow me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl and check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks. All right, bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.